if you look at what's happened with our educational system, there was once a landmark study. Ronald Reagan did it in his administration, A Nation at Risk. And that study actually concluded something that's applicable even to this day. And it said what has happened to America's school system, public school system, if it were done by an outside entity of some kind or country of some kind, it would be tantamount to an act of war. That's how bad American schools have been. Maybe if we stuck to reading, writing, arithmetic, science, computers, and get the kids proficient in those topics, then if you really care about gender identity issues, human sexuality classes, I don't know, wokeism 101, whatever it happens to be, how about we use the school buildings and let parents, if they decide maybe they're uncomfortable talking about issues of sexuality with their children, well, maybe, and they want to look at the curriculum, they can have an opt-in system. And if parents want to send their kids after school, after reading, writing, math, science, and computers, they can opt into all the sex ed, gender identity classes that they want to opt into. And then leave the other kids alone and let the parents do their job, which is instill the values they believe is important in their own children. Parents are not potted plants. We saw how effective this was as an issue in Glenn Youngkin's race in the Commonwealth of Virginia. You know, the idea now that we're hearing Joe Biden say that they're all our kids. No, they're not, Joe. They're not your kids. The kids have mommies and daddies, mothers and fathers that produce them. And you're not it. And when we entrust our children to an educational institution, we don't expect them to be brainwashed. Parents don't expect the values they hold near and dear to be contradicted either, just as a side note. Anyway, but that's not how the teachers union sees it. Here's Randy Weingarten, who is the head of the teachers union, saying parental rights bills are the way in which wars start. And then saying our kids are in mental health crisis from not having a routine for 2 years. The teachers unions, they wanted these kids masked up, and they didn't even want them in the classroom, a lot of these teachers. Listen.
This notion, and look, we're, you know, we've been very lucky in America, and we in some ways live in a bubble for a long time. This is propaganda. Yep. This is misinformation. This is the way in which wars start. This is the way in which hatred starts.
Our kids are in crisis, and we had a mental health crisis before COVID. But with, and Dr. Eng will talk about this far better than I do, but within, but for 2 years of disruption, 2 years of looking at the screens, 2 years of not having a normal kind of routine and rhythm, recovery is really tough.
Joining us to discuss this is the Freedom Foundation CEO, Aaron Wythe, is with us. And he takes on teachers unions led by Randy Weingarten, who spent her career pushing an indoctrination in these leftist agendas. Thank you for being with us. Aaron, how are you?
Hey, Sean. Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Well, I think I tried to accurately describe what's going on in our school systems. I mean, we spend a fortune on the education of our kids. We've got these horrific results. And you got the Democrats and the teachers unions married at the hip, and I don't see how we break that unholy alliance.
Yeah, I mean, you summarized it well. Teachers, everyday teachers are heroes, and we shouldn't get that confused with the teachers union's agenda. Your everyday teacher gets into the teaching profession. My wife is a public school teacher, to go teach kids, to go teach them reading, writing, math. They don't go in there to teach critical race theory and all the other things that the teachers unions are pushing onto them. Teachers unions today are not trying to create the next generation of workers. They're trying to create the next generation of liberal voters that will go out and ensure that liberals will continue to win at the highest level, and they'll continue to fund them off the backs of teachers that they're taking about $1,100 a year from every single year.
So she's the president of the American Federation of Teachers Union, and that very union adopted a resolution saying that they stand with Planned Parenthood and millions who depend on its health care services for safe abortions. She described her union as a beacon of hope on climate change and the fight for environmental justice. Much of the leadership is coming from students, and their teachers could not be more proud. She threatened to boycott Walmart, vowing that unless Walmart stops selling guns and supporting candidates opposed to curtailing Second Amendment rights, teachers and students should reconsider doing their back-to-school shopping at their stores. She's even used her position to spew very controversial remarks. One saying American Jews are now part of the ownership class, whatever that means. Those in the ownership class now want to take that ladder of opportunity away from those who don't have it. That got a lot of eyebrows raised. So obviously she has an agenda far different than educating our kids.
Yeah, her agenda is repulsive. But the thing that we're seeing in America today amongst teachers is they're opting out of their unions in droves. The teachers don't agree with the agenda of Randy Weingart and the AFT and the other teachers' unions. Like I said, they care about teaching kids. So Randy's union, for example, had a net 2% decline in union membership last year. We're seeing teachers all across the country start talking with their dollars. They're starting to opt out of the unions at significant levels. And if Randy continues to go down this route, then more and more are going to continue to do so. That's why the Freedom Foundation runs a campaign to tell every single one of these public employees that they can get out of their unions and stop paying union dues. And if Randy keeps creating this rhetoric, the radical liberal rhetoric that she's creating, then we're going to see more and more opt out.
Okay, so they do now have the opportunity to opt out, because usually rank and file monies are used to fund these political campaigns and candidates that many teachers probably don't even agree with.
Yeah, the U.S. Supreme Court in 2018 gave teachers and every public employee in the country the right to opt out of their union, stop paying union dues. The major issue today is that most of them have no idea that that right exists. So it takes the Freedom Foundation to go and actually tell every single one of these public employees that they can get out. And like I said, when they learn about it, they do opt out.
Oh, I think it's great that when they get the opportunity. How much money do they save a year? What's the opt-out cost to them?
The average cost is between $800 and $1,100 a year, and that's money that's getting back into the pockets of working families, back where it belongs and out of the campaign coffers of people like Joe Biden.
You know, it's pretty unbelievable to me. Now, let's talk about the amount of money. I saw an interview that you had given, and it was pretty interesting because it was a number that I had never seen before. And that is that the federal government gives $190 billion to schools across the country they gave for academic recovery. How much is that per student? Did you ever extrapolate that out?
No, there are 50 million students in America, so whatever the math on that works out to be.
Right. So that's a lot of money. We've got a new study from Harvard showing remote learning during the pandemic, quote, widened racial and economic achievement gaps. I see more and more parents that I talk to, they're now going to homeschooling options because they don't feel they're going to get a quality education at home. And parents and grandparents and concerned people in kids' lives are devoting hours of their day every day to give them the education that they don't think the public schools can give them.
Yeah, and that shouldn't be a foreign concept to anybody. That's the way capitalism works. If there's a service that's failing you, then you leave that service. The problem is with public education is that teachers' unions have had a monopoly on being able to essentially deliver this, quote, service to our students. And in a lot of places, and especially in liberal cities and liberal states, this education system is failing them. And the teachers' union has made it almost impossible for parents to take their kids out of these schools so they can continue their monopoly. That's why we need to advocate for school choice, so the parents can take their kids into schools and places where that will deliver a quality education. And that should be what we're aspiring for.
The one thing that I think is the answer is competition. The way you have competition, for example, in New York City, they spend over $40,000 annually per student. If you gave parents a check for 40 grand and they got to pick the school of their choice, first, the first thing that would happen is schools would start opening everywhere. But the schools that offered the best education, the safest environment, the most discipline in terms of kids having, you know, rigorous academics, those are the schools I would argue that would, you know, parents would be banging on their door begging them to get in.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we should be advocating for, is taking our kids to schools that provide quality education services. We shouldn't be mandating that kids go to specific schools based on their zip code. And the taxpayer certainly shouldn't be funding this failing education system. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. The way out of this is that we take that money that per student is being spent, and we put that into schools that are going to actually help these kids achieve.
Well, we really appreciate your time. Aaron Wythe, thank you so much for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. I'm so glad my kids are getting out of school quick. One is done and one has 2 years to go.